and Love Talk Radio. Studied it a little bit, but, you know, I didn't quite understand. I just said, yes, Lord, yes, Lord. And so from time to time, I would go back and reference it. And so when all of this started happening, before it started happening, the Lord spoke to me and said, I was coming up out of sleep. It was on a Tuesday morning, 5:25. I'm a person that when my sleep leaves me and I know it's God trying to getting ready to say something or wants me to go in prayer, I look at the clock, and I looked at the clock, and when I turned to look at the clock in a waking out of sleep, I heard the Holy Ghost say, water, canned goods, and hand sanitizer. And I said, I sat up in the bed. I said, hand sanitizer? But I obeyed. I was on my way out of town. I was going to see Overseer Bryant for a day trip. And so I told my husband, I said, get water and go get hand sanitizer. I said, go to Sam's and get hand sanitizer. I said, when I return, I'll get the canned goods. Not realizing nothing. Don't know that this thing, but I obeyed. I sent a text out to my members, and I told them what the Spirit of the Lord said. I said, I don't want you to panic. I said, but walk in obedience. Go get water, get canned goods, and get hand sanitizer. And so we did. We obeyed the Lord. And I bought a lot. I bought a lot of the sanitizer. I bought a lot of the sanitizer, soap, Lysol. And I don't know what's getting ready to happen. And within 4 days, this thing explodes in South Florida, and there is no hand sanitizer. But because heaven had came and told us what we needed to do, we were not frantic, because we had obeyed the Spirit of the Lord. And so I started, he spoke to me, he said, Goshen. I started studying Goshen again. And I looked into the word of the Lord, and I said, amen, when all of this started happening and some of my people got fearful and everything, but because I went into the scriptures to find out what God was saying in this hour, amen, I brought forth to them, God opened my understanding about Goshen. Goshen was a place of divine protection. Goshen was the place, amen, that when Joseph had been sold into Egypt by his brothers because he was the favored son, because, amen, Jacob favored him and made him a coat of many colors, and Joseph's brothers hated him, and so they sold him into the Egyptians, and they sold him to Potiphar, and then from Potiphar, he went into the Egyptian prison and the dungeon and all of those things. Amen. And that was Pharaoh had a dream. Pharaoh had this dream, and he had it twice, two different dreams. But and Joseph had been in the dungeon for so long, and each time somebody would leave, he'd tell him to remember me. And so they forgot, and when Pharaoh had this dream and none of his men could, the magician, the soothsayer, the witch doctors, or whatever they had in those days, none could interpret the dream. Amen. The one that had forgotten remembered and said, yes, there is a man in your kingdom that has the Spirit of God, and he could interpret. And so this started a process. And so Joseph is made ruler. Sometimes trouble comes to align us or to realign us with God. And so Joseph is now made in ruler. I'm going to make it relevant to today. I'm just laying a little foundation. And so Joseph is made to be a ruler. Joseph, in the 45th chapter of Genesis, Joseph is made to be ruler. He is the second in command. All of this thing, look at from the jail cell to the palace, from the prison to the palace, God has exalted him in a 24-hour turnaround. According to Psalms 105, the scriptures say, God said, I sent a man into Egypt. I prepared Joseph to be there because God had made a covenant with Abraham. And when he made this covenant with Abraham, he let him know that his children would be in bondage. He was going to have mother. We know the story of God telling Abraham, you would have, your children would be by the sands of the seashore, innumerable. And this is what happened. But when they came up out of Egypt, there were 71 of them. Amen. But nevertheless, God's word is sure. What he said, he'll make it good. Joseph is there. Famine is in the land. 2 years into the famine, Joseph's brothers come there, and Joseph's brothers don't know Joseph, but Joseph knows them, and Joseph, amen, recognizes them, and Joseph reveals himself unto them, and he tells them what to do. He tells them to go and get their father. They go get the father. He said, now listen, you all are shepherds. He said, but God anointed Joseph to direct him to tell them where they were to dwell in Egypt. They were to dwell in Goshen in Egypt because the Egyptians didn't favor shepherds and those farmers like that. But this was by divine appointment. I'm going somewhere. This was by divine appointment. And so Joseph instructs them, and they start living in the place that called Goshen. So while during the famine was very severe, but Israel was protected down in Goshen. The famine was so, but as long as they remained in Goshen, this was a place of divine protection. They were under the watchful eye of Joseph. Somewhat where we are. We are, amen, in this desolate place. All this trouble and all of this disease is around us, and yet we are in a protected place. And so during the process of time after this, Joseph, and I promise you I'm going to make this real quick. During the process of time, all of this, Israel began to multiply, and then we move on into Exodus, because then Exodus tells us there's a new king that arose that did not know Joseph. And so they saw the multitude. The Israelites had grown into this great people. And so this, the Egyptians put this bondage upon them. But then God raises up Moses. Moses, who was raised up in Pharaoh's house, but because he saw one of the Egyptians slaying one of the Hebrews, Moses rose up and slew the Egyptian. So he was a fugitive for 40 years until he came in contact with God. Sometimes God calls us in a desert place so he can bless us. And on the backside of the mountain, Moses had this encounter with this great God. Amen. This bush that is burning. And God tells him, gives him a mandate. God gives him a calling. God tells him, now you go back into Egypt and tell Pharaoh to let my people go. Of course, Pharaoh does it. The scripture says at some point, Pharaoh hardened his heart, and then some point it says God hardens Pharaoh's heart. But here now we are back. Now we have, they have increased, they have multiplied. God has sent Moses back. Moses is God's spokesman going to and fro to Pharaoh. But now there's going to be a great showdown. God is going to get the glory that he, amen, so long deserved because of the affliction that the Egyptians and the kings have put upon Israel. And God sends all of these plagues. Now, many people saying all of this is the devil. I'm not going to label that. I tell you that the devil can't do what's being done right now. God, amen, man did not want to honor God in church. God shut down the churches. God's man didn't want to honor God. They go to the ball games on a Sunday, amen, during church time or whatever. God shut down the NBA, the NFL, the MLS, the MLB. God shut it all down. Go to the stores and the malls on Sunday or go during church time. God shut everything down. Amen. Oh, I'm going to let you know that I am God. And in the midst of all of this plague that are going on, amen, in the land of Egypt, the Lord brought my attention to the 8th chapter of Exodus, and he took me to all of these plagues, the river turned to blood, the frogs, amen, dust that he called out, the dust becomes life. All of these plagues come, but nothing, God sent a word and said, none of these plagues would come to the land of Goshen. Goshen was where God's people dwelled. Goshen was the place that God had ordained that the people of God, his people, would dwell there. And in the 8th chapter of Exodus, God says to Moses, he says in the 20th verse, he said, and the Lord said unto Moses, rise up early in the morning and stand before Pharaoh. Lo, he cometh forth to the water. And say unto him, thus saith the Lord, let my people go that they may serve me. Else if thou would not let my people go, behold, I will send swarms of flies upon thee and upon thy servants and upon thy people and into thy houses. And the houses of the Egyptians shall be full of swarms of flies. and also the ground whereon they are. And I will sever, I will separate, I will put, amen, a dividing line in that day in the land of Goshen, in which my people dwell, that no swarms of flies shall be there. To the end thou mayest know that I am the Lord in the midst of the earth, and I will put a division between my people and thy people. Tomorrow shall be this sign. All of these things that came upon the land of the Egyptians, amen, God say it would not come into Goshen. Amen. The flies came, amen, but none of them got into Goshen. The cattle got the cattle disease, amen, in the ninth chapter. And God said, but none of the cattle in Israel were destroyed. God, the 9 and 26, the hail mingled with fire, and none of this. It did great damage to the Egyptians, but yet none of this fell upon the children of Israel. Then the darkness shows up. Darkness, amen. The Bible said the darkness was so thick and so great, it lasted for 3 days. But yet Israel had light, according to the word of the Lord. This brought my attention to this great God that we serve, that if I stay in his presence, let me to the 91st Psalm, that he that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. When all of this stuff started happening, this coronavirus and all the fear started coming, I printed that scripture out, the 10th verse, that said, therefore no evil shall befall thee, nor any plague come nigh thy dwelling. It is at the front of my door, because I dwell in a spiritual Goshen, that where no sickness, no disease. I told him, I'm not afraid. I obey the law of the land. I wear my mask. We have to wear gloves when we go out. Amen. But I believe the word of the Lord. I told him I do that because I don't want to go to jail. Amen. I just want to be free. I'm no good to the people of God in the jail. But I believe in the divine protection of Almighty God, that he told me that if I obey him, whatever if he would do for me like he did for his people in Goshen, I dwell in a spiritual Goshen. I live in the secret place of the Most High. I abide under the shadow of the Almighty. I take God at his word, for he told us in Numbers, he's not a man that he should lie, neither son of man that he need repent. What he said, he'll make it good. He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. If he did it for Israel then, I dwell in that secret place. I dwell in that secret place. Amen. And so here we are. We are now in a secret place. We are now in a place of protection. We are now in a spiritual Goshen. Goshen is our secret place. Adam and Eve's secret place was the Garden of Eden. Moses' secret place was on Mount Sinai, when he would go up into the mount and the glory of God in the cloud would descend and God would talk to Moses at the top of the mountain. John the Revelator's secret place was on the Isle of Patmos. That what they meant for, all of these was troublous times, but what they meant for evil for John, amen, God turned it into a blessing for him. Because when they put him on the Isle of Patmos, everything they tried to do to the Apostle John, it wouldn't work. They tried to kill him, the Bible history said they tried to boil him in oil, but the oil would not boil. And now they said, we got one more thing that we can do. Let's put him on the Isle called Patmos. Because every inmate, every prisoner that we have put out there, when we go back to check on them, they are no longer alive. Say, let's put him out there. And when they put John on the Isle of Patmos, he said, I was in the spirit on the Lord's day. He said, and I heard a voice talking to me behind me saying, I am he that was dead, and behold, I am alive forevermore. And we have the book of Revelation through Jesus Christ talking to John the Revelator on the Isle of Patmos. That was his secret place. The believer's secret place is in the body of Christ. Jesus is our secret place. All of these things that came upon Israel, all of these things that came upon the Egyptians, and yet Israel was Israel was protected. Israel was free. Israel, listen, we got to hide in the word of God. We got to stay in the word of God. We got to take this as not just a book. I got to take this as not just words. This is a living word. This gospel is alive from Genesis to Revelation. This is a living gospel. This word of God is alive. And what he said then, he's the same that can do it today. Amen. I might not be in a physical Goshen, but I am in a spiritual Goshen, that I am protected, that I am covered under the blood of Jesus. And I found out that can't nothing get through the blood. Everything tries to get there, but it cannot get through the blood. If coronavirus follow me home, because my house is protected by the blood of Jesus, if it follow me home, when I go or come into the threshold of my house, corona has to stay outside the door. I have some seniors that were, amen, a little afraid to come out and be in the service because we can have at least 10, amen, in our services. And so I called for prayer for the seniors, and I have several services on Sundays now. I break it up so we can kind of cover everybody. And so some of the seniors were afraid, but they did come out last week. And they had the mask and the gloves on, and I said, this is good, I'm fine. I said, but can I put y'all at peace today? That corona can't come up in the house of God. Coronavirus can't come up in here because the glory is up in here. When the glory of God show up in the house of God, the priest couldn't minister when Solomon prayed that great prayer, and the glory and the fire of God fell. The priest couldn't minister. Amen. There was nothing they could do but fall down and worship God. And if the priest couldn't do it, the devil can't come into the house of God. The disease can't come into the house of God. And can I tell you, we had some church that last Tuesday noonday prayer. Those seniors were so happy, and they got the anointing fell up in there. Amen. Because it is our duty as leaders, amen, to calm the people and to redirect their thinking. And I told them, turn the news off. Amen. Go into the scripture. Find out what God says. Because whatever God says is what God says. Amen. We obey the law of the land. But when the end result is, we must have faith in God. Our confidence is in him. Trust is in him. He that dwelleth in the secret place, my spiritual Goshen, I abide under the shadow of the Almighty. God protected Israel. God protects us today. God kept Israel. God fed Israel. God did for Israel. And all of these things, God did it for his people. Can I tell you, God is doing it today. They have food banks. They have lines, and people are going to them. And I listen. I don't knock it. I send a text out to my people. Go get them. But I didn't even have to go. Somebody texted me today and said, I have something for you. Are you home? I have something for you. I texted them. I said, I'm home. I mean, bought me groceries. Amen, because I ministered last night, and I said, listen, I'm in a fruitful place in a desert. I'm fruitful in a desert place. This world is a desert place, and yet we are producing fruit. Yet we are prosperous. Yet God is with us. When God when Joseph was sold down into Egypt, the Bible said, but God was with him. When Joseph was put in prison by Potiphar, yet God was with him. When he was put in the Egyptian prison, amen, in Pharaoh's kingdom, the Bible said, but God was with him. In the jail cell, the Bible says everything that God did, God blessed them because of Joseph, for Joseph's sake, because God was there. Can I tell you, when we are the people of God, wherever we go, we are blessed. We are living beneath our privilege. We need to raise our expectations because our God is a great God. We say he's a great God, but sometimes we don't live like he's a great God. But I believe what he say. I trust him for what he say. He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. No evil. They cut my husband hours. I said, it's all right. I said, it's all right. I said, God is with us. The Bible said, we know that all things work together for the good of them that love the Lord and are called according to his purpose. Amen. I said, we will not fret. We will not doubt what God can do. Our God took care of a nation, amen, over 600,000, 3 million went by the time they added all up. amen, in the wilderness, amen, gave them bread when they wanted bread, water when they needed water. This same God, he hasn't lost his power. He didn't wait till the 21st century to start, amen, losing his power. He is still the same God today. We can trust him. We can lean on him. We can look ever to him. He is still King of Kings. He is still Lord of Lords. He is the Almighty God. He is Jesus, our Savior. I dwell in his secret place. I honor him in that secret place. I live in that secret place, and that secret place causes me to be in a fruitful place. My outward condition does not dictate to how fruitful I can be. It doesn't matter if it's a desert place. I'm still in a fruitful land. It was a famine in Egypt, and Israel was yet provided for. Amen. It was plagues in Egypt. Israel was taken care of. No evil befell them. No plague come nigh their dwelling. That same God is our God today. I honor him. I thank him for being God. I thank him for being faithful. He is to be worshiped. He is to be praised. We should raise his, lift his name on high, that this is our finest. This is our finest hour. We had someone come in yesterday full of demons. The Lord had me to anoint all of my members, especially those I saw them as families coming in, because I saw demonic spirits coming up out of the earth. Something worse going to hit. God, and I won't go into all of that. One of the young ladies said, Pastor, one of my coworkers would like to know if she can come in for prayer. I said, of course. Tell her to come on in. And she came in, and you could look at her and tell her what kind of life she was living. And I said, come on. And so began to pray for her, and I prayed a blood covering, and like I did everyone else. And then the demons rose up in her, and she balled up her fist as if she was getting ready to hit me. Amen. And when I'm praying like that, I don't close my eyes. I look right at them. Amen. Because greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world. I looked at her, and her eyes turned to a brownish, yellowish, brownish looking color. And so one of the ministers moved. He moved up closer to me. My husband was to my right, and he was intercessing. Amen. And she balled up her fist as if she was getting ready to hit me. Amen. And I said, the blood of Jesus. And she leaned back, and her eyes went to the back of her head. And you could see the eyes started rolling back to the back of her head. Amen. And I put my hand up on her stomach, and I said, in the name of Jesus. And she bent over, and those spirits started choking her as if she was gagging. And I told them, get the trash can. They went and got the trash can and put it, and all kind of stuff come up out of her, all kind of stuff. And we pleaded that the blood over this young woman, amen, that demon didn't want to let her go, amen. But I can tell you the blood still works. It's power in the name of Jesus. And when that woman stood up, that young woman stood up, she looked, her eyes had cleared up. I said, now you say, thank you, Jesus. And she threw her hands up, and she screamed, Jesus, and thank you. That woman so free and delivered in a moment of time. The gospel still works. The power of prayer still works. That same God, in the midst of all of this disaster, in the midst of all of this disease, in the midst of all of this fear and this chaos, God is still at work. God is looking for somebody, amen, that'll show forth his light, that'll shine the light, that let them know that we are in a spiritual ocean. I'm in a divine place. I'm in a divinely protected place, and I honor God. I thank God for my spiritual Goshen. I went through it very quickly. Amen. There's so much more to it. Amen. But we are blessed people. We are consecrated people. We are godly people. Amen. We are covered with the blood of the Lamb. In the first prayer that Evangelist Bradley was praying, amen, you could feel, amen, we are protected. Our God is so great. Amen. If it can get through the blood, then it can get to us. But can't nothing get through the blood. The only way that anything can get to us is God step aside. And if God step aside, he has a purpose in mind that he's going to get some glory out of our lives. One of my members told me, they said, Pastor, we're watching you. And I said, okay. I said, that's good. I'm not nervous when people watch me. They said, no. What we're watching is if you're afraid, say, if we're watching to see if you get scared. Say, because if you get scared, we're in trouble. Say, but as long as you look like you're looking and doing like you're doing like nothing, it's good, you know, shaking you or anything. They said, we are right. We're going to make it. I told him, I said, if I was afraid, I said, you'd never know it. If I was afraid, you'd never know it. I said, because I won't give the enemy that credit. And sometimes we get a little nervous about some things because we're not sure. But I'll never show it. My confidence is in God. My trust is in him. All the words of this Bible, they are living words. And so we honor God tonight. I thank you for this opportunity to encourage us and exhort us. Amen. And this is our finest hour. I tell you, after this thing is over, the church, when we align ourselves, there is great increase coming our way. There is great resources coming our way. Doors that were shut, they are going to open. And doors that we didn't even know were there, they're going to be open. This is the word of the Lord. And so we give God praise tonight. I thank you for your attentiveness. I thank you, evangelist, for the opportunity to minister this word about Goshen. It's so much more to it. It's so in depth into this gospel of where we are as the body of Christ. We really don't know who we are, our place in God. It's more than just church. Even if they shut the doors, amen, I still have church. I am the church. I am the church. Everywhere I go, I am the church. I represent this great God. So everywhere I go, I'm saying something about my Jesus. And so thank you so much for this opportunity. And so do we go in forth in prayer, or what do we do at
this
point?
Yes, ma'am. Go ahead and take us on up in prayer. Amen.
Yes,
glory to God. Hallelujah.
Glory to God. Father, we give you praise right now in the wonderful name of Jesus. God, we thank you for being God, and we thank you for a divine protection. We thank you, Lord God, that you have set aside us, God, that your word declares that when you see the blood, you'll pass over us. Just what you did for Israel, God, you're the same for your body today. And, Father, we give you praise right now. We thank you, Lord God, that we remove the curse of fear, and, God, we release faith over your people in the name of Jesus, that we lift our eyes to the hill from whence cometh our help, and all of our help coming from you today. We thank you, Lord God, that you have positioned us, Lord. Oh, God, in the secret place of the Most High, that we will stay under your cover. We will abide under the shadow of your almighty wings. Father, we give you praise today. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, those that are fearful, oh, God, those that are concerned, in the name of Jesus, we speak peace right now. In the name of Jesus. Father, we say in the name of Jesus, oh, God, that your people are blessed. Your people are covered, oh, God, in the name of Jesus. Father, we give you praise. We honor you today. We glorify you today. You are the great God. Heaven and the heavens of heaven cannot contain you. You're so big. You're so great. You're everywhere present. Oh, God, and there's nothing that you cannot do. There's nowhere where you cannot go, God. And we trust in you today, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. We don't look to the government. God, we don't look to the legislators. But, oh, God, our eyes are firmly fixed upon you, Lord, in the name of Jesus. God, we thank you right now. We bless your great and wonderful name, God. Oh, God, sustain your people. Encourage your people, oh, God. Those that are hopeless, God, send somebody to them to speak a word of hope to them. In the name of Jesus, encourage, God, strengthen today. In the shield and protect today. Those that have been infected with the virus, God, in the name of Jesus. Let them know it's not a death sentence. Let them know you're still a healer. You're still a deliverer. God, we are still a redeemer. In the name of Jesus. God, we pray for the healthcare workers. We pray for our police force. God, we pray for our doctors and the nurses, God, the caregivers, in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, we praise you right now. The firemen, God. Father, we lift them up in prayer. Today, we plead a blood covering over them. Oh, God, some of them are your people, and we hold them up, God. We hold them up right now, Father, in the name of Jesus. We ask, oh, God, that you would dispatch your angels to stand between them and coronavirus, God, that you would intercept it tonight,
God, in the wonderful name of Jesus. Father, we thank you right now that you get glory in this hour, that your name be glorified in this hour, that your honor be up in this hour, God, in the wonderful name of Jesus. Stir up the church, God. Stir the hearts of your people. Stir the minds of your people, oh God. Give us the trust in you. Give us the follow heart after you. Help us to take advantage of this time, God, of this shutdown. Help us to take advantage that we draw closer to you, that we dig in your word. Father, that we know that we go forth in prayer. Oh God, in the name of Jesus. We don't take it lightly, oh God. But we know that all things work together for our good. We know that you're in control, God. Hallelujah to the Lamb of God. You are still in control. You haven't lost your power. We thank you right now. Thank you for your anointing. Thank you for the strength of the Lord. Thank you for the power of God.
Yes, Lord, yes, Lord, yes, Lord, yes, Lord, yes, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. Thank you, Lord God. Hallelujah. Oh, God, I bless your name, Lord God. Hallelujah. Thank you for this woman of God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. I bless your name, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, God, thank you. Thank you, Lord God. Hallelujah. You're still working, Lord God. You're still working it out. Working it out, working it out. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Glory to your name. Glory to your name, Lord. Glory to your name, Lord God. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. I magnify your name.
My God, in the midst of everything that's going on.
Hallelujah. Thank you, my God.
Yes, it is, Lord. Yes, it is, Lord. Yes, it is, Lord. Yes, it is, Lord. Hallelujah.
Thank you, thank you,
Master.
Thank you,
Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Father. In the name of Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. Oh, glory to your name.
Yes.
Hallelujah, Jesus. Thank you. Thank you. Oh, thank you for your love.
Hallelujah.
Glory to you, glory to you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Glory to your name. Glory to your name, God. I magnify your holy name.
Yes, Lord.
Yes, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Master. Hallelujah. Thank you.
Oh,
hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah to you. Thank you.
Yes,
Lord. To your will and to your way, God. Yes, Lord. To your will, God. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Oh, thank you. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. Oh, thank you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you. Oh, thank you.
Thank you.
Praise you. Praise your name, God. Praise your holy name.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Oh, God, I make your name, God, every day of my life. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus.
Glory to God.
Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
God, yes. In the name of Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. Glory be to God. Amen. Any more prayer on tonight? Amen. Before we open up for any special testimonies. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. If there are no more prayer requests, we're going to open up, amen, for any special testimonies on the line tonight. Amen. Glory be to God. Any special testimonies, anything you want to share on tonight, glory be to God. Amen.
Hi. Hello?
Yes, yes.
This is Yvette in Albany, Georgia, and I have a prayer request for my brother who has all the symptoms of COVID. And they just admitted him into the hospital. His wife died Friday from COVID, and he is completely depressed and not fighting. And I want the warrior in him to rise up and fight this thing.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Glory to God. We're going to ask Pastor Lynch if you can take us up for him on tonight.
Father, we come humbly and boldly once again. Lord, we can call upon your name. Hallelujah. We shall be saved. And Lord, I'm asking you to move on the behalf of this sister, brother, right now, that family. Lord Jesus. You say you're putting them on and we can bear that you are making a way of an escape, Lord Jesus. In the name of Jesus, you are the Lord my God that healeth thee, Lord Jesus. As we touch and agree on this land, you say, well, there are two or three touch and agree that you are in the midst of us. And Lord, we're calling up on your name right now. Let your blood move by your spirit, your power, your force. In the name of Jesus, Lord, restore those yokes right now. Yes, Lord, in the name of Jesus, cause his heart and mind to be focused on thee. You say, who keeps his mind stayed on thee? That you keep him in perfect peace. And I believe you tonight, Lord, according to your word,
and spoken
by your mouth tonight, by the woman of God, hallelujah, yes, Lord Jesus. Right tonight, Lord Jesus. Yes, Lord. And the word has went forth that you the heal made a way in the name of Jesus. And stick that hand right now in the life of the loved one right now, Lord. Bear them up on eagle wings in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Continually in Jesus' name. Let this man be a testimony in the midst of what has already happened. But you are the way of an escape. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Thank you.
Yes.
Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Any testimonies on tonight? Amen. Eva.
I want to bless the Lord tonight. My name is Pastor Led, and bless the Lord. Amen. I thank him for being able to come in. I came in a little late afterward, but nevertheless, I got the word of God. I thank God for the word tonight coming from the hand of God. Amen.
Thank you.
Thanking him for my spirit, Goshen. Amen. Amen. That he hide up in the secret of his tabernacle. So I just thank God. Amen. Tonight, the word truly blessed my soul. It heightened me. Amen. Took me to another level. Amen. And brought my confidence up another level. Amen. We need to be encouraged in this hour. So I thank you,
Jesus.
God, amen, for the word of God in life, for absolute truth. That what we need in this hour, the Bible says, know the truth, and the truth will make us free. So I thank God once again for the message
tonight.
Thank you,
Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, man of God. Amen. Glory be to God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Well, we're not going to hold you. Amen. Glory be to God. We're going to bring back the woman of God. Amen. So that she can bless the line and seal this self-same anointing. Pastor, we just want to tell you that we appreciate you so much, my God.
Yes, yes.
For availing yourself. For delivering this word unto us, amen.
Yes, just
word that can take us, amen, to the next level, amen. Because we go from glory to glory, amen.
Yes,
hallelujah. Just another step to glory, in the glory. So we thank God for you, amen. And we say, God bless you so much. God bless you, amen. We appreciate you so much, amen. So if there's nothing else. Amen. At this time, we're going to go ahead and turn it back over to Pastor. And after she dismisses us, amen, we're going to come forth with the glory shout, as we always do, giving God praise for the word, for the working of the word, and what's about to manifest in our lives. Amen.
Yes.
God bless you, God. Is turning it back over to you for final remarks and the dismissal on the night. Amen.
Amen.
Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. Woman of God?
Yes.
Pastor? Glory to God. Amen. I think we might have lost her. Pastor Fennell? Amen. Glory to God. Amen. Well, nevertheless, amen, we give God thanks and we give him praise for all that he's done. He's done great things. Amen. And I'm telling you, every round goes higher and higher.
Yeah.
For what he's done, amen, he has taken us higher. Amen. Glory be to God. He's taken us to the next level. Amen. For where we came in this life, amen, we're not there anymore. Amen. But we've gone to another level. So we give God thanks and we give God praise on tonight. Amen. Glory be to God. Now let us look unto the Lord. Amen. Now, Father, we lift you up. Amen. We bless you on tonight. We glorify you. Father, we thank you for what you've done in this hour. We're thanking you for your choice anointing for your people. We're thanking you for the word delivered, oh God, for the word spoken into our lives. We bless you on tonight. Glory to God for this self-same word, oh God, manifestation. Thank you for the manifestation. Thank you for the quickening in this hour. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. We bless you tonight, God, for your promises are yea and amen. We're thanking you for this Goshen, oh God, this spiritual Goshen, this place, oh God, that you reminded us, oh God, that we don't have to fear. Glory be to God, what shall be, oh God, but we're thanking you for your covering. We're thanking you for your shield on tonight. We're thanking you, glory be to God, for being our high tower in the precious name of Jesus. Glory to God, and even in this place, oh God, in this secret place, we're thanking you for the fruitfulness. We're thanking you for the stirring on tonight. We're thanking you for the stirring, oh God. Thank you for the stirring of your people. Thank you for the stirring of the gift. Thank you for the stirring of the fruit on tonight. In the precious name of Jesus. Father, we bless you. We honor you. We glorify you on tonight. We thank you, oh God, for the quickening and the making alive on tonight. We glorify you, oh God, in the precious name of Jesus. We're thanking you, hallelujah, for taking us from glory to glory. We glorify you. Hallelujah. Oh God, we're asking you in this hour that you would heal now. Oh God, that you would cover in the precious name of Jesus. Oh God, seal this anointing. Seal this word upon your people. Cause us, oh God, to hide it in our heart that we might not sin against you. Cause us to hide it in our heart. Oh God, that even in the days ahead, oh God, we can stand resolute and we can stand firm, knowing, oh God, that your word shall not fail. Now, Lord, we're asking that you will cover, God, everyone on this line, cover and seal us on tonight. Seal us in this anointing. Seal this word, oh God, in your people. Oh, glory be to God. And we're thanking you. Thank you for the word working on tonight. Working on the inside.
manifesting, yay, God, on the outside. We're thanking you tonight. We want to thank you for your molding. Thank you for your making, oh God. Thank you for what you called us to do in the precious name of Jesus. Oh, you called us your sons. We're thanking you tonight. Glory, Messiah, in the precious name of Jesus. Father, we thank you on tonight. We ask now, God, that you will bless our speaker on tonight. Bless her and strengthen her now. Blessed her, Messiah. Bless her and strengthen her, God, in the precious name of Jesus. Oh, God, we're speaking on tonight. Glory to God that you would pour, oh God, into her. Oh God, virtue on tonight. Virtue on tonight. Because there'll be an overflow, oh God, even in her fruitful place. Father, we thank you. We bless you now. We glorify you for what you're doing in our lives. We thank you. Thank you, oh God. We thank you on tonight. We glorify you. We lift our voices on tonight and we say, Father, thank you. Now, we meet again. Keep us and cover us. Heal us and bring us back at the appointed time. We do bind the hand of the enemy. We bind this very word. We bind everything, oh God, his intentions, or even his thoughts. We send them back now in the precious name of Jesus. By your word, whom you set free is free indeed. And we'll thank you on tonight, God, for the freedom in your word.
Yes.
For the freedom, glory to God. Hallelujah. In you.
Hallelujah.
In Jesus. Hallelujah. Let your blood cover, let your blood seal. We bind up every word and every voice now in Jesus' name. In every heart say, amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Praise like we know. Amen. That we're in a holy place. Come on and let's give him praise.
Nobody likes you, Lord. Goodbye.